Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN Live from the bullpen in New Bern. Get loose, baby. Get loose in the bullpen.
You were so low that I don't think anyone heard a word you said.
Oh, but I didn't want to overmodulate.
Well, let us.
You undermodulated.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to yell too loud in here too.
So now I just have a quick question. I don't want this to take long. So I work on the content team at our company. I also work on the sales team at our company.
Oh,
and there's a Halloween decoration thing going on at rooms at our offices. Do I have to Venmo both teams?
That's a great question. You're kind of a switch hitter.
Whoa, Venmo. I'm paying for something for this?
Yeah, you've been requested.
If you don't,
I don't want to do anything. I just want to go to work. What do you mean? I'm being asked to contribute?
I will say that the content team got a fairly large conference room as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I mean, what am I saying? I'm probably not going to.
Thank
you. I'm going to be
just
honest.
Just send your $5.
I'll send the $5.
Oh, that's all he asked for, $5? Yeah. Oh, okay. I got it. I can do that. I'll be honest. I love doing a lot of stuff, but I also love just going to work. Like all the extra stuff, you ask me for money, I ain't got it. Bump them kids. I ain't got no kids coming around.
Remember last year when I had to be a captain of a decorating team and nobody helped me?
What a disaster.
Strofe, what are you spearheading some of this too with our
I have nothing to do with this, thankfully.
That's a bunch of malarkey. Because Madison Hayes, 24, is doing it, and she can get you to do anything she wants.
But here's the issue. So she's decorating beginning at 2 p.m. I will be a little busy that day. Not interviewing Doug Gottlieb.
We don't know that. You could be anywhere.
That's true. But I'll be a little busy. So I think I'm good.
That's a lot of people for $5.
30 times 5, about $1.80.
You want a good room or what?
Oh, so now
30 times you were 5 good with is it. Not a $1.80. 30 times 5 is a $1.50.
Wait,
what kind of math are you two doing?
30 times 5, 150?
150.
It's 150. A $1.80 and 600. Aren't you both supposed to be the math guys?
I know, what the hell was that?
I was thinking $20 in my mind for some reason. $5 is much less of a buy-in.
Yeah, I'll be good with $145.
Oh, wow. What if we all had that mentality, Kyle?
So Strofe, I do want to know, because I saw videos, and it's cool to see the videos, but you don't experience like you do when you're in person. So in the Bucks win last night, as Chris Middleton comes back into town, and the Bucks have an opportunity to play some guys on the end of the bench. Thanasis, our teammate, Thanasis Show on socials.
TA.
Just had Chris Middleton on with him.
Woo!
Yeah. See, this is what I'm talking about.
Dude, live exactly studio audience.
This is what I'm talking about. I said Thanasis on Antetokounmpo and people go crazy.
Crazy.
Ben, do it again just one more time. I want to hear that reaction.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone give us a big round of applause for your newest Milwaukee Buck, Thanasis on Antetokounmpo.
Yeah. Listen to that.
This is
well-loved.
Come on.
This is awesome.
We got a cowbell.
Dude, I love this crowd.
We got a cowbell.
I can't wait. With 5 o'clock, I'm having a beer with these people.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, that being said, Strofe, what was it like in person hearing Thanasis? Or did you stay?
I was going to leave right as he was checking in because the game was over. And my buddy said to me, slapped me on the arm, he said, Strofe, we're staying. TA's about to check in. I said, you're totally right. Got to support TA. So we stayed. When he checked in, dude, it was the second loudest applause of the night, and half the crowd was already gone. It was bonkers. And then Every time he touched the ball on offense, the place erupted.
Murmurs.
The place erupted. People were like, yeah, T.A., score!
That's pretty awesome.
Were you one of them?
I sure was. I yelled louder for him than I did for the T-shirt.
Is he the biggest Wisconsin cult hero right now?
Oh, yeah. Right now,
800-990-3776. Who does he match up with?
Wow.
I mean, right now, he's got to be the biggest cult hero. I mean, thinking about the old – I mean, he could go against, like, the cult heroes of decades past. I think of, like a Niger Morgan, who's a cult hero. I mean, that would be a tough one to beat. Hoodie James Jones.
Right.
He's one of my favorites.
That's a really, really good one. 800-990-3776. Give us some of your favorite Wisconsin sport cult heroes. Because Thanasis on the bench, and obviously, like, he played, you know, for the Greece team in the FIBA World Championships, and he came back from an Achilles injury. But something feels right with him, knowing that every time Giannis is on the floor and he can go to his brother in timeouts. When Kyle sat next to Thanasis when you were courtside last year. You weren't coaching the damn team.
Bro, I was coaching the team. What are you saying? How you going to tell me what I said?
You were just repeating whatever Thanasis said.
And I was – basically, I was helping to elevate what he was saying.
Convey the message?
Exactly.
He was speaking in Greek to Giannis at times.
Sometimes he was. That one I couldn't
Did you help
with.
There?
That one I couldn't help with. Venus Lady.
Is that what you're saying?
Wow. I don't know.
Because that sounded Italian.
It might have been. I did the whole hand thing and everything.
Yeah, Italian hand thing.
I don't know if he's a cult hero or a folk hero, but when you think of one guy here in Wisconsin that everybody loves, Donald Driver did it on the field, but also somebody that people absolutely adore.
Yeah, I mean, Donald Driver's a good one. I got a good one for you. Kyle, you're going to love this one, too. Ersan Ilyasova.
Oh, Ersan Ilyasova.
He was like one of the better players on the Bucks for a long period. I remember him flopping his way to charge after charge after charge. That plus mid-range jumpers. How can you not be a cult hero when you're doing that?
He also had like 18 lives with the Milwaukee Bucks.
He did.
Boy, them flops, though. They don't take charges like that
more. That you pull that up there is like teaching how to take a charge right there. And nothing gets the crowd going like a charge.
Absolutely love it.
I'm trying to think from, like, the Brewers were so good that they have so many likable guys, and it's hard to be like, are any of them like a
Niger Morgan
on this team?
On this team.
Electric.
Ooh, on this team. I mean, because you can't be too famous,
you can't be too
right?
good.
Like, you can't be too good, and all of them became, like, so good.
Pat Murphy?
Pat Murphy's a good choice. Pat Murphy's a really good choice.
He was on the Jumbotron at the Fiserv Forum and Bango came
Another
up and
very loud
pancakes.
Applause when Pat Murphy was shown. He was in the second row, though.
Oh, he was at the game?
Yeah, Craig wouldn't even trade seats with him.
That is ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
That is crazy.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow, this food comes with a cookie. That looks so unbelievable. I'm going to have a hard time waiting several more minutes.
Well, you're going to have to.
I can smell it, though, Ben. I'm salivating.
I know, but Kyle ruined it for everyone. He started eating pizza during the show yesterday.
That's true. We have to set some ground rules.
I feel like I need to taste it so everybody knows how good it is first bite.
All right.
Here we go. That cheese curd was crispy.
Well, you give in that fast, Ben?
Oh, my gosh. I hear that crunch.
I mean, he sold me on helping.
He keeps hitting the sign behind him. He's eating on air again.
Dude, you have the garlic one?
Can you scoot up
a little bit? You've been knocking this sign 24-7. Has he not, Strofe?
It's just waving like the wind in the background. It looks like you're outside.
So delicious. Oh, my gosh. The pizza looked good. I can't wait to chow down. You were saying?
You were supposed to give, like, more insight.
That was the idea of letting you
Well, y'all
started talking back and forth. Yeah, it was delicious. You heard the crunch. And what they have here, he told us they have different type of cheeses, right? You got the regular cheese, the orange cheese, the white
cheese. Can you talk into your microphone? Put your microphone to your face.
You have a special garlic type cheese as well. I had to move it away from my face to eat.
Now, stop.
The french fry. Why would you do that? You're wasting good food.
No, you have to be an adult.
There's children in Africa who would love that fry.
That's great. Well, you're not one of them.
That is true.
That's a good response.
800-990-3776.
That's a dad right there.
Is a carbless talk. Who?
You.
Yeah. You're going to eat.
You ready?
You ain't going to toss food. You're going to eat it.
Oh, dude.
Okay, fine.
Food tossing? Oh my goodness!
I'm not prepared for that,
dude. It drives
it's
you
so
crazy.
Frustrating.
It drives you crazy.
Do y'all tell them like, hey, don't throw the food? Daddy worked hard for
Kyle,
food.
They
Kyle,
don't
they
understand.
Don't understand that.
They don't know what
they
you're saying.
They don't know, and they don't know that you went to work.
So what does she think you're doing all day? What is they? What do they think y'all
they,
doing
they
all day?
Don't know.
They don't know.
They don't have a, their they, brain isn't.
They go to Kyle. Daycare. Don't they know that y'all go somewhere too? The adult daycare.
I can't wait till Kyle is here, dude.
I would love a nanny cam on Kyle with kids.
Yeah, I wouldn't do well with.
Why are you crying? Stop crying. Stop crying.
You can't rationalize with them.
Maybe y'all's.
You
mine
have, like,
gonna
you
rationalize.
You have to meet them in whatever they're doing.
Mine gonna be rational.
All right.
If you can walk, you can rationalize. Because you know I can't walk this into the street.
It's okay. How about this?
Excuse me?
They know they can't just go into the street. They can't do so. They don't want to touch hot things. They
okay.
rational.
Okay, Kyle, I'm your kid, boy or girl. I pick something up, I throw it on the ground, and I look at
you. What are you saying? Pick it up. We don't throw food in this
house. I look at it again. I pick up and throw another one.
Nah, I take the plastic. You know what? I'm
going to
eat the food.
I'm hungry.
Hey, shouldn't have been throwing it.
They're not
are you kidding me?
Respond to that.
You're not ready for children.
Well, we're going to find out.
Oh, my. Brad, I love this that you and I both went right to the crying because he took it away.
That's what you said happened. Because I'm hungry, but you're not eating it. But I'm hungry.
And they can't say that.
They can't say it. They can't even say, I'm hungry.
Your kids,
all they do is cry.
They talk, though.
No, they don't.
Not yet.
Yeah, oh, they the dad,
more,
dad,
please.
My mom, more, please. No. I know they say no.
Yeah, they use it against you.
That's crazy. How do they learn that?
I mean, they're smart.
Yeah.
But they're not that smart. They can't convey complicated. They can't communicate emotion. Only through crying.
Yeah, that tummy start hurting. They're going to learn.
You're threatening to starve your future children.
This is how kids get scarred.
Well,
attachment issues occur.
There's therapists for it.
That's going to cost you more money.
Ah.
Mr. Money Man.
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
I love my kids, but they ain't going to be throwing food on the floor. Tell you that much.
I can't
oh,
wait.
Man.
I can't
Talk
wait.
Into your microphone.
Oh, did it
I literally
it
can't wait
there?
For Kyle the dad.
Honestly, do we have to make a rule, no food until the end of the show?
Is it not close
oh,
to the microphone
too,
with dang near hitting
long.
My mouth? I had
that's
to move
long.
It. I didn't want to touch my lips.
Stroph, man.
I'm incredibly stressed out.
Oh, shut up.
No, I'm with you.
So why don't y'all go to the basketball game?
Baby you're the one that let him eat.
You did.
You know what? Pat on the back to me. That was a bad decision.
You did let me eat.
I thought it was going to be helping the show and our great partner, the bullpen.
Let me try it again.
Bar. No. No. What you're going to do is you're going to talk.
Oh, what are y'all even talking
about? You're going to talk about bad. Citizens Bank.
Oh, now that is something worth talking about. That is Citizens Bank, and you know what? You know how I knew Citizens Bank was right? When I walked in and they gave me quality customer service. When they showed me how to set up an account, but then on top of that, they showed me the CD account that I can have. It is absolutely wonderful at Citizens Bank, and I want you all to have that exact same experience that I had while working with Citizens Bank. So if you're looking to bank local, if you're looking to bank with someone that is invested in the community, if you're looking to bank with somebody who is there to help you every step of the way, move forward, give you all the tools you need that make banking easy, then you should bank with Citizens Bank today. All you have to do to go is go to citizensbankwi.bank. That is citizensbankwi.bank, and you are able to find out more about them, and you can bank where you belong with Citizens Bank by visiting citizensbankwi.bank. Citizens Bank is an equal housing lender.
All right, well, your girl's coming at you. I love you, Kyle, Whoa. But you should never have children. Diana McGuanago.
They'd be all right. Iron sharpens iron.
Christian Watson, is he going to make his return this weekend? Brad hates the grass in Pittsburgh. Talk about it. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
You throw hands?
Do I throw hands?
With T.O.
Will I? No, I throw hands with Andre the Giant, man.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Do you remember 21st of September?
Oh, you know, over at the estate, something's always going wrong, or we're always looking for places to improve. That's why we call on Lifetime Home Services to make sure that we get done what we need to get done. I mean, they can do so many things all under one roof. Some of the things they specialize in is cleaner air and radon safety, full home renovations, custom closets. That's what we're doing with Baby Will. I mean, we get so many gifts, so many clothes. We got to transform that closet. What we have is not good enough. Lifetime Home Services, they're going to make Baby Will's closet something to behold. After that, probably going to do a little bit of epoxy floors, cabinetry, organization, whatever it is. Lifetime Home Services can take care of it for you. I've loved working with them from start to finish and see the transformation right before my eyes. Over 30 years, Lifetime has been making homes safer and better looking. Trusted solutions with Lifetime results. Schedule today at lifetimehomeservices.com.
It is Kyle Bruston-Nortman. What's wrong, Kyle?
I'm just saying, man, listen, this place is a vibe. The bullpen's a vibe. This makes me want to move out here.
It's crazy,
man.
I'm
so mad that I would have to travel, I mean, because of where I live.
Live, yeah.
It's a hike, but my goodness, it is so worth it. I want to bring baby girl here so bad. We got to come.
There's smiles on everyone's faces.
Everyone's having so much fun.
So much fun. But, like, I get it, though, because this food is unbelievable. The vibe, how it feels inside. I mean, you're welcome with an open – with a wave. And even the owners are here, and they're just cultivating around the room. It's been great. It's been great.
This is it's hard for me to get jealous because I love being on the air with you guys. But I'd be love to chopping it up with them too right now.
Yeah, that's true.
So stop on by in New Berlin at the Bullpen Sports Bar and Grill. We're here till 5. I think if you're close by, I'll buy you a drink after the show. If you're here at 5 o'clock,
it's that good a vibe. You'll love it.
Yeah, you won't regret it.
Now, as it pertains to Christian Watson, he's in a spot where it's to the medical doctors, and I think after we saw Zach Tom go out after the first play of a game when he was cleared kind of to play after he said he couldn't run straight early in the week, and then he played, then he sat out right away after the first snap. I feel like that I'm of the belief that even if he feels he's ready, you just keep waiting. You're not in a spot as a team where you absolutely need somebody out there as soon as possible to get a win against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And part of this is people complain about the turf at what was Heinz Field. We also heard from Jason Moldy and others talking about how, well, you can look at it like that, or you can say, well, if he starts at home, this happened at Lambeau Field when he tore his ACL. Now, I'll leave it up to you, Brad, from a what's right, but either way, you gave him a contract that extends him into next year, so there's no reason for you to rush back. Now, if this team was 2-4, 2-5. I guess they've only played 6 games since the bye week. If they were 2-4, I don't know if I'd still do it anyway. I wouldn't. I just wouldn't. ACLs are so tough your first year back. Because even if you feel like you're ready, when you step out on the field or the basketball court or whatever sport you're doing, there's a level of trust you have to regain, and that is something that you just need comfortability and time to do. And I don't know if starting on the road in a spot where you don't necessarily like have to force it makes sense, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, in general, I couldn't be more excited for Christian Watson to come back. I mean, he had flashes where he was a top receiver last year. He put up gaudy numbers, and he looked like he was Jordan Love's favorite target. So to get that back with some speed, be able to take the top off, I think it's going to be huge for this offense to continue to take it to another gear. However, you're exactly right, Ben. I mean, Kyle, you've torn your ACL. I've torn my ACL again. I was a high school freshman. But, man, when I was a sophomore coming back, it's in your head. You're thinking about it. You don't have that same level of I'm just going to play free that you do pre-injury. Now, it comes back eventually. After a couple of years, you start to feel like yourself. But you can't help but have it be in the back of your mind. So that's why a pitch count, putting him in good positions, that's going to be critical.
You love saying pitch count instead of snap count.
Pitch count. I'm a baseball guy now, right? I mean, I call the Dodger thing. I'm a baseball guy. I'm a C-man. And you're going to put that on top of this is Sunday night football. There's going to be a lot of energy. He's going to go out there and want to probably book it on a field that's not very good. Guys, not only does the Pittsburgh Panthers play on this field, so you're talking about Saturday games and you're talking about the Steelers playing there. I've always found it to be slick, fairly unkept, a little bit too loose for my liking.
The punter really had trouble on the grass.
When I'm getting set up for a hold, and I'm trying to find a spot, kicker, Graham, I'm sorry, I can't find a good spot to hold the ball. I just think that it seems like a strange time to come back, right? Because even Matt LaFleur said, we want to be slow into this. We want to be cautious, almost like a mini training camp of sorts. So, to me, no better place to come home than the friendly confines of Lambeau Field. This is just a situation where I could see him pushing it too much, a ground that I don't like, and I don't know. I want to see him have a great second half and play when the Packers need him, end of the season, postseason. I want to make sure that he's not rushing it at all, and this is an interesting spot to bring him back in.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, I think as Packers fans, we're just overly cautious because that's how they trained us to be. I mean, it's going on almost 10 months since he tore his ACL at the end of last season, and so for Christian Watson, that is an injury where you can come back after nine months.
He's at that spot.
Yeah, he really is. 10 months in about 2 weeks. It could be 10 months in 2 weeks. And so for me, when I think about this, is that we just got to say, hey, at certain point, I think he even talked about it, he's going to have to play on all different surfaces. He tore his ACL originally at Lambeau Field, and he can't run away from Lambeau Field. So I get it, Brad. You play at Pittsburgh. You understand what that ground is like, but you can't just keep protecting him. The biggest hurdle he's going to have is the mental hurdle of just going out there. Because as you know, Brad, when you tear your ACL once, you're nervous about it. But at the end of the day, if you want to keep playing football, you got to just go, right? You got to let it go. And so whether it's this week, next week, or the week after, Christian Watson has to get out there. At this point, he's medically cleared to go. He's been able to practice now. I think this is the second week of practice, or third week of practice.
Yeah.
So he's been already out there doing it. So at a certain point, the last hurdle to get over is actually getting back out there and understanding that the medical professionals and technology is incredible. Your knee is probably going to be okay, and now it's time to get out there and actually play real football. So we can sit here and try to find the perfect time, but there won't be a perfect time. He just has to get it done.
But that is the thing. Like, I agree with everything you said, but you're going to play that first game somewhere and in some occasion. You'd rather throw him out there in Pittsburgh. And again, like, more than likely, everything's going to be totally fine. But in Pittsburgh on Sunday night as opposed to Lambeau against the Panthers?
Yeah, I mean, if the Green Bay Packers feel like he is ready to go, then what are we waiting for? I want him to get as many reps as possible to start getting into the motion of the game and starting feeling good about himself so he can ramp himself up. So by the time we get to week 12, then we got Christian Watson really feeling comfortable and getting ready for a playoff run that we need him for.
And it's funny, knowing this game is against the Steelers, I just keep thinking about how Aaron Rodgers is their quarterback, and like when I hear Christian Watson and Aaron Rodgers in the same sentence, what's the first thing you think of?
That stretch where they were together where Watson put up Randy Moss numbers.
Went crazy.
Mine is the first play of the game.
Oh, when he dropped it?
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
That could have been a career-altering play. I mean, if you play action fake.
Career altering?
Dude, if he catches a. If he has an 80-yard touchdown on his first ever play, you know what type of confidence he has after that?
Or what type of expectations are even higher than they should be?
Because, well, remember, his issue became what after that?
Injuries?
No, drops. Before the injuries came, he had a drop problem. He's like, oh, he's dropping the pass. Don't forget about that.
So I'm saying
you go from catching the ball in your first ever career play for a touchdown, your confidence through the roof. You both know because you both played at a high level. Once you got that taste and you're like, oh, I can do that. I can do it.
Yeah, there's like, validation.
Yeah, you're like, okay, I got it. And so he catches that pass. He probably has less issues dropping passes. And not saying his career would be some great receiver, but I'm saying he probably wouldn't have the ups and downs that he had with catching the football early in his career. But, hell, he just hasn't been healthy enough for us to even have that conversation again.
That's true. I mean, even with that, there are moments where he looks like he could be a top-end receiver, somebody that you would maybe give that contract to. I think it was good common ground for both the Packers and Christian Watson. Extend it one season, let him get to hopefully almost full strength at the end of this year. They have another year next year. Wins for both parties. I'm excited for – I think he's going to be a game-changer for the offense. I really do.
I really do.
Him and Love have rapport. Mm-hmm. I mean, him and Dobbs have developed it, but there were some eye-popping stats last year where he was like, you know what? This dude's putting up like 100-plus yards and looking like a game-breaker.
This ends up adding to the conversation because this is a frustration that I have that – I know Josh DiMaggio from Jen Gabe and Chewy shares The Matthew Golden situation, where he gets three targets in the scripted drives and then one target later in the game. You watch the NFL and you see a lot of the, like, the stars get fed targets and get fed opportunities. And the way that the Packers do it, and we hear it all the time, is they're looking for the guy that's open based off the play that they call. What happens when Christian Watson's in the mix? You're not going to be able. You're gonna have to find targets for him as well.
He's going to design plays where Christian Watson's going to be that guy.
But why wouldn't you design plays for the guy that's the most explosive, shifty guy you have in the offense?
I mean, Brad, you play with a guy named Greg Olsen, and I understand Greg Olsen. He probably won't be a Hall of Famer, but he's up. Like, he's a really good tight end, and I feel like Tucker Kraft can be comparable to what he was in the NFL.
But Tucker Kraft had a ton of targets, but it wasn't until later in the game that they started feeding. There's just no consistency to who, when, where, and why from a game planning perspective, how they get the ball to their specific guys, other than the scripted drive, and then it's let the play out, and who's ever open throw.
With Steve Smith and Greg Olsen, do you think it was in Cam Newton's mind in Carolina that I got to make sure that these guys touch the ball because good things happen when I target them?
Well, I mean, the thing about Steve and Greg is, like, they had that separation. For sure, Steve, right? I mean, it's not like he was a physical specimen as far as, like, height and like, strength. He was strong, but he could get separation. So you knew that, like, when a play was drawn up for him, he's going to get separation. You can get him the ball, and he's going to catch it. Same thing with Greg. I mean, he was a great route runner. So I think that our OC knew, and, you know, Cam knew, these guys butter my bread. I'm going to focus it on here. But then the thing that was not, like, a kept secret that most other teams have is you got A1 and you got AB, A1A and 1B. But then everybody else falls
in.
A1 sauce. You got, like, Steve and you got Greg, and they're going to be the focus. Everyone else, you're just going to fill in. Like, we'll try to get you yours, but but for the Packers, they're unwilling to do that. They're unwilling to say, Tucker Kraft's our guy and Matthew Golden's our guy, and all the rest of you, we're going to try to work into it.
Because before the nine targets for Kraft, I think it was two or three the game before.
Yeah, I mean, and it ebbs and flows strangely like that. So I think it would benefit Jordan Love, it would benefit the team to have a couple of guys that are your main guys and you'd be able to game plan against, because that will open up everybody else when the focus of the defense goes there. It seems to work well for most other teams. I know it worked well for us in Carolina. It begs the question, one of two things. Either Matt LaFleur just has no interest in running that system, or he doesn't believe anybody is capable of being a true number one pass catcher and capable or worthy of being game planned for.
Well, one thing I know I'm capable of doing is going home and feeling so good in the house. Real story, true story. So in the house, you know how you have AC or you have heat, right? And you can set it at a certain setting. Well, yesterday it was set on 68 in the house for heat. And I come home and baby girl said, did you turn the heat off? I said, no, baby, it's set. It's set so good that the heat already went off because our house was already so comfortable. And you can have that feeling when you get great windows with Universal Windows Direct. I'm telling y'all, it has changed our lives. It has lowered our heating and cooling bill. And I want you to be able to experience that as well, like I do at Universal Windows Direct. And right now, they have buy two windows, get two free, and there is no limit. So if you need to buy 10 windows, you can get buy five windows and get five more free. So it is a great deal that they have going on. Plus, you can enjoy 0% financing for 3 whole years, and to top it off, get an extra $500 off your entire home improvement project when you schedule this month. Universal's professional team takes care of everything from the free estimate to the expert installation. You'll get high quality windows installed right with savings that will make the timing even better. Call them today at 414-410-2000 or simply visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. Just like me, when you're done, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
On a day like today, I can promise I have no inside information, but I got a best bet for you next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Kid's got the longest rope in radio.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
You could take that one of two ways, and I agree with both.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay, King. I see you with the confidence.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm talking to several folks here, and they're like, Olympian softball players. It's unbelievable. It gets me thinking, you know what? If you are living in pain and you can't do the things you want to do.
Senior Olympics.
That's senior
not,
Olympics.
We're not going to see them on the NBC.
Even more so. If you're in pain, you can't be doing the things you want to do, and you can't be living your full life. But QC Kinetics is here to give you your life back. If you're dealing with pain, your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back, what are you waiting for? Don't wait any longer. You do not have to live with that pain. And guess what? Surgery and drugs and steroids, those aren't your only options. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine to help you let your body's own abilities be able to heal you. They're on the cutting edge of many different tools in their toolbox to be able to have a no downtime, fast, all-natural solution to that joint pain. I mean, you want to be doing the things that you want to do, especially as the fall comes around and winter. Living with joint pain, no fun at all. Call QC Kinetics today and get your free consultation. The phone call to make is be able to give you your life back, and you're going to be able to be confident in doing the things that you want to do again. Your consultation, completely free. There's no reason to wait. Call QC Kinetics today at 414-240-2298. That's 414-240-2298. 414-240-2298.
Kyle Bruston-Nortman with you, KBN Nation. 800-990-3776 is the Carb List talk and text line. List is more. Let's hit it quick and we'll get to Brian Balaga. I got a best bet for you.
It's time for Ben Brust's Best Bets.
Sponsored by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. There's a table waiting for you at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, and full-service sports betting. Explore more at paysbig.com.
We'll get straight to the point here. It's a Thursday night football game between the Vikings and the Chargers. Vikings flying all the way to Los Angeles to take on the Chargers. Mm-hmm. The over-under of the game is 45 points.
Oh.
It's got to go under. A short week. The Chargers have lost 3 of 4. They have been unimpressive. They have some injuries to the running back position. Justin Herbert has not been that dude as consistently as people expected him to be. He's been in spots. But more importantly, Carson Wentz was horrible last week. He was so bad. And in a short week, I am taking the under 45 Chargers-Vikings. Brian Flores and the Vikings defense, the top 10 scoring defense. The Chargers haven't been as good defensively, but they still only give up 23 points per game, 19 points per game for the Vikings. I'm going to go under here because I don't trust the scoring of the Vikings against the mid-level defense of the Chargers. I see a grinded out, ugly 20-17 game tonight in Thursday Night Football, under 45. And if I lose this one, that'll make me 0-3 on Ben Brust Best Bets. And then we get to the fade point where we put Ben Brust Best Bets record with please fade until it wins.
Yeah, I'm fading this one. Aaron Jones is back tonight, and I know with Aaron Jones, I think they have like a 14-4 record or something like that. They have a good record with Aaron Jones as the running back, and so I'm going
you
with
you. You don't have to hold your ear closer. You got to put the mic closer.
I have no idea. But, again, I'm going with the over on this one.
Is it Kyle's best bet or Ben's?
Well, I'm fading you.
Go ahead, Brad.
Decisions. I think Ben's going to be correct. I do think short weeks muddies things up. Flores, he's a mastermind when it comes to the defensive side of the football for Minnesota. And I know that Harbaugh wants to run the ball, right? He wants to run the ball for the Chargers. Omarion Hampton, he's out. So I think they're going through who's going to be the back to be able to do that. So I think that's going to be a bit of a defensive slugfest because of that. So I'm going to go with it.
Well, if I lose this one, then you fade moving forward. But I need a bigger sample size before I start saying fade myself. No insider information on that bet from Potawatomi Casino. I will make that very, 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 very clear
yeah.
with what's going on in the world yes. of sports right now and the
FBI.
I think you're too low-hanging fruit, man, for them to be concerned about you.
Too low-hanging fruit.
They, probably have a record of all your losses said, this guy ain't a worry.
You throwing money, but you ain't throwing money.
It's not raising any system all right,
flag. You ain't putting 25, 50 Gs on a game.
I want to talk to Brian Belaga next.
25, 50 Gs. Man, Drake put like 300,000 on game before. Yeah, I know.
That would be so stressful.
That'd be so fun.
Oh, golly.
I mean, if you hit it, it's crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's crazy. I'm exactly. Yesterday, I was like, boy, if I hit this.
For $10.
For $125.
Ooh, big money.
It's all it takes is one win, and then you keep up in the unit, up in the unit. Why are you scratching your neck?
Ah, I got an itch.
I want to talk to Brian Belaga, who played with Aaron Rodgers for a long time, and what it would be like. I think, obviously, he played the Green Bay Packers. Did he? I want to make sure of that. After he went to the Chargers.
I don't believe he did.
Well, we'll talk to him. We'll figure it out in the break and hear what he thinks Rodgers' perspective will be coming back on the other side here. It's Kyle Brust and Norman. But first, I'm going to tell you about Grimal & Associates Insurance, which helps protect what matters most because they specialize in coverage that's tailored to you. Mandy's team is amazing. No call center where you don't know if they know who you are. It's a local team that helps take care of you. They know exactly what your policies are, exactly what you're covered in, and if you have questions on what you should be covered in, they will talk to you so you can figure out what's best for your home, your family, whatever coverage you need. They'll walk you through it. So visit them at teamgrimal.com. That's Team Grimal, Team GRAMOLL.com, because Mandy and their team are the best. So tell them KBN sent you or Ben sent you, and they will take care of you. Brian Belaga, the Super Bowl champ, joins us next.
This is Kyle Brust and Nortman.
So they are lucky. Those other teams, whether it's Kentucky or whether it's Oregon or was it TCU?
That was TCU.
TCU, they're lucky I didn't play in that game. You got upset by a bad team, TCU.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. An app.
I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County.
Oh, it's about that time of day where you're cashing that check and doing a little bit of earning for that money. That money is a little bit of earning for you. There's no place better than Bank 5-9. Any pillar of your financial life, checking, saving, CDs, loans, whatever it is, Bank 5-9 has a solution for you, and they are the place to go for that true local community bank. Bank 5-9 awarded the prestigious Community Choice Award as best bank in the Milwaukee area. That on top of the top workplace for 16 straight years, they're living out their mission of making lives better. What other financial institution do you know that is their mission statement? Not just their customers, who they make the lives better for sure, and employees, but all around southeastern Wisconsin. Charitable giving and volunteerism, Bank 5-9 is off the charts in making lives better of everybody around them. See how Bank 5-9 can make your life a little bit better? Check them out at bank59.com. Member FDIC.
Joining us on Kyle Brust and Nortman before the Homer Hour is Brian Belaga. What's up, Brian?
Not much. How we doing?
Doing pretty good, Brian. I'd love your perspective on this because, you know, obviously Aaron Rodgers taking on his former team, and he's saying all the right things. You know, he's looking forward to retiring a Green Bay Packer, wants to, you know, trade jerseys with Jordan Love after the game. But saying that this isn't a revenge game, and obviously he does have respect for the Green Bay Packers organization and all these things, but the guy is the utmost competitor that I've ever seen. Like, he will use anything as fuel to want to motivate him to win a game. Like, this may not be a revenge game, but it matters a hell of a lot to want to get your team after they drafted your replacement. Am I wrong here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he has a ton of respect for the organization. He loves the organization. He loves the city of Green Bay. I think I kind of watched a few of the clips, and obviously, you know, time heals a lot of wounds and things like that. I think that's kind of the case here, but doesn't mean that he does not want to get this win badly, right? I mean, I think he wants to get this win and beat the Packers and have one over their head. There's no doubt, right? It'd complete the all 32 teams, right? I think that's something to say for a quarterback to have a win against every single franchise in the NFL, right? I mean, I think no matter who you are, I think that's a pretty cool stat regardless. But I don't think that there's any bad blood, so to speak, right? I don't think there's anything like that. You're right. He is the ultimate competitor. He won't be happy-go-lucky once the game starts. That's for sure. He'll be the same guy that we're always used to seeing when he puts on that helmet and he goes out there. He's going to be fiery. He's going to want to win. And that's who Aaron is, right? I mean, there's no doubt that he wants to win this football game, and that's what everyone should expect to see.
Brian, I'm going to rewind the clock way back to 2010. You were on that Packer team that faced Brett Favre the second year he was in Minnesota. Now, you didn't play against Favre or play with Favre, but you were on the team that a lot of guys did. What was the mindset of that Packer team as they were taking on Favre? How did they not let it get too big and actually walk away with a win and not have it be the Favre versus the Packers type situation?
You know, like, that's a great question. And, like, since I was a rookie, like, I really don't know. I don't know, right? Like, I mean, I thought it was kind of wild, like Brett Favre on the Vikings. I thought it was weird. But, like, I didn't pay much attention to it because, like, I wasn't really in the drama of it as, you know, a Green Bay Packer when he was a Green Bay Packer. I wasn't in the locker room when he was in the locker room with Aaron. Like, I just wasn't there for it. So, and I was a rookie trying to keep my head above water. So, like, it wasn't something that I was paying much attention to. I mean, a lot of guys obviously were there when the both of them were there, and it meant more to a lot of those guys. But to me, it was just kind of weird seeing Favre in a Vikings jersey and kind of seeing that whole dynamic play out on the field. But I as a rookie, I didn't think much of it because I hadn't known anything more than Aaron Rodgers, right? I mean, that was the only thing I knew about was Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, and that was the only guy I've blocked for. So, like, it wasn't much to me, but I would assume for the other guys that had blocked for Brett or been around Brett, it was a little bit more. But I didn't really ask too many questions, right? I mean, it was it wasn't much of my business as a rookie to ask, hey, so how was it back in whatever? Because, like, I was worried about making sure, like, I was blocking my guy, not asking what their feelings were about having Brett back as a Viking, to be dead honest with you.
Totally get that.
I actually love to hear that because probably the most of the guys on this roster who did not play with Aaron Rodgers are just like, oh, this is going to be cool to play against Aaron Rodgers, but it won't have that same level of attachment. So that's good hearing going into Sunday night's matchup. But I do want to know, since you are so familiar with Aaron Rodgers, what weaknesses do the Green Bay Packers need to exploit of Rodgers coming in Sunday night for the defense to be able to finally force some turnovers and get to Rodgers?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. You got to get to him, right? I mean, I think everyone knows that. I mean, Aaron is not the Aaron, like, from an escape standpoint and a, you know, movement standpoint that he was, like, 5 to 6 to 7 years ago, right? I mean, I think everyone knows that. Aaron used to be phenomenal moving around the pocket, getting out of the pocket. If Aaron broke the pocket, he was going to beat you, and he'd beat you. He could run it. He could throw it downfield, and defenses used to rush him by trying to keep him in the pocket because they knew if he broke contain, he could literally kill you a couple different ways. So, I mean, if you're Green Bay, you have to get to him. You have to get to him and kind of get to him early and frustrate him in that pocket, you know, early in the game. Because if you give him time, you see how quick he's releasing the ball right now. I mean, I think he may be getting rid of the ball in about 2.5 seconds. He's kind of looking like Tom Brady was towards the end of his career, how fast Tom was getting rid of the ball and how effective he was. If you let Aaron sit in that pocket for 3 seconds, he's going to find guys and he's going to chew you up. Like, he's going to find open guys. So you got to get to Aaron quick and you got to try to frustrate him early on. Because he's not a guy you want to get settled early in the game. You don't want him to feel comfortable. And if you show him vanilla looks, if you show him very basic looks, it's not going to go well. So you got to mix up looks, mix up pressure packages, do things that maybe he hasn't seen. And he's seen everything, but maybe there's some looks that on tape that he hasn't seen this defense show before that you can maybe get him on. And that's what you would do. From a secondary standpoint, there's nothing that you're going to fool him on, right? Like, there's not going to be a look. I mean, this is Halfley's defense is, you know, cover three, and it comes off the tree of Saleh and all these different guys. So he's very familiar with this defense from a coverage standpoint. So, like, you're not going to fool him there. It's going to be pressure looks that maybe he hasn't seen yet, but maybe you can fool him and get him to make protection adjustments and bait him into making those things and then pressure him. And maybe that's the way you can get him early on to rattle him a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you what, sometimes you feel the pressure of home decisions. I tell you what, one phone number to call, one place to go. It's Lifetime Home Services. They do it all under one roof. Air safety, HVAC. I'm getting Baby Will's closet redone, epoxy flooring, so many things, but it's all under one roof. Lifetime Home Services, the one place to go for trusted solution and lifetime results. Schedule today at lifetimehomeservices.com.
Listen to Brian Bulaga on the Homer Hour coming up next. Big shout out to the Bullpen Sports Bar and Grill. They've been amazing all day long, giving out prizes, ringing the bell. Great people. It's been an awesome time. We'll talk to you tomorrow.